You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, dear brothers and sisters, salam and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day, where we explore how timeless prophetic teachings often align with modern science in surprising and meaningful ways. Let's delve into a profound hadith of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his holy progeny. The Messenger of Allah commanded us to bury four things: hair, teeth, nails, and blood. At first glance, this might appear as a purely ritualistic instruction. However, upon closer examination, it reveals layers of wisdom, spiritual, ethical, and scientific. From a spiritual perspective, this hadith underscores the deep respect Islam accords to the human body, even after parts of it are separated. Hair, nails, teeth, and blood were once integral to a living human. Islam teaches that the human being is honored. So even our discarded body parts deserve care and dignity. By burying them instead of disposing of them carelessly, we demonstrate respect, not only for our own bodies, but also for the sanctity of life itself. Modern science provides compelling reasons that align with this prophetic guidance. Hair and nails. These can accumulate heavy metals and environmental toxins. A study revealed that landfill workers had elevated levels of lead, copper, and nickel in their hair and nails, indicating significant exposure to hazardous substances. Blood. Blood can carry infectious diseases like HIV and hepatitis B and C. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, emphasizes that contact with infected blood poses serious health risks, necessitating strict protocols to prevent exposure. So, teeth. While less commonly discussed, teeth can harbor bacteria and, if not disposed of properly, may contribute to environmental contamination. So environmental impact. Let's talk about that. Improper disposal of these biological materials can lead to environmental pollution. For instance, open dumps of hair can produce dust that causes respiratory issues and become breeding grounds for pathogens. By burying these items, we mitigate risks of infection, environmental contamination, and misuse. It's a form of preventive public health, centuries ahead of its time. So this hadith exemplifies how prophetic teachings harmonize with scientific understanding. So the next time we trim our nails, we can have this in mind. Thank you for joining me in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد